Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 5, no longer in FEMA Region number 9. And we have a live show for you today. Today is Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis and the Davis team, which is already in queue and ready to go. And I just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is August the 3rd, 2016. And once again, as we said, it's Wise Wednesday. Have a live show for you today. Before we get started, let's take care of the business at hand. Everyone, please continue to donate to Black Talk Radio Network and the crowdfunding campaign that is going on as we speak right now in order to keep the network in the direction that is going to keep it on air, to get the equipment and the necessary programming situated so that we can continue to have all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and so that we can continue to have the necessary medium of information that is so necessary to us in our community, because no one else has designed, really, there's very few networks that are doing what we're doing, and we don't want to be the last, and we don't want to be not here for you all in the future, and for those of our actual future inheritance that we have yet not named. So please give your financial energy to the network, and you could do that by going to the Black Talk Radio Network's website and checking out the crowdfunding campaign that's there. And you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media. And the overall crowdfunding campaign is right there. Okay, now, this is how you can do it. But option number one, you can do it right there at the website. You can hit the donation button, and you can send all of your donations and contributions there. And these are the three ways in which would like for you to contribute to Black Talk Radio Network. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely, extremely appreciated, and you can do that by PayPal, or you can send it by check or money order. Just make the check or money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina 28120. Once again, if you're going to send a check or money order for any of the options that are here, You can do that by sending it to, make a check or money order and make it payable to, and mail it off to, Black Talk Media Project is who you want to make it out to. And the address is P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with option number one, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report for the radio station, as well as the social media operations via email. So that is option number one. Option number two, just for one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly emails, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for the gift and donation that you have given to the network. And if you would like to receive more than one t-shirt, all you have to do is give it in intervals of $25 for each t-shirt. So if you want three t-shirts, that's $75. Four t-shirts is $100. Five t-shirts would be $125. Three t-shirts would be $75. So that will be given out in intervals of $25. Make sure that you have a corresponding size for each t-shirt that you are going to be receiving. Make sure you have a good email and a good shipping address so that your t-shirts will get to you in a timely fashion. So that's option number two. Option number three is this. You can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and receiving your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time. And so this is something that is the best option. Everyone, please give what you can. It's $24.99 or less. So whatever you can give, this will keep the overall network going, and it's very important that we have the financial energy to withstand the test, you know, just to maintain the overall network and to be here for you in the future and for those that we have yet not named. And it's critical, especially in these times, because there are very few networks that are doing what Black Talk Radio Network and the programs on Black Talk Radio Network are doing. So this is an opportunity for you to give. Okay, next, let's go to Tando Radio Show's Facebook page, and that is THANDO Radio Show Facebook page. And let's check out some of the articles that we posted today and what's in the news. And I would like to also say to you all, if you would like to purchase precious metals, you can do that with us at Prosperity Mint. That's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y. And Mint is M-I-N-T. com. You can check out the website there to see what we have in inventory. But before you purchase, don't purchase there online without contacting me. Text me 951-790-8330 or email me at wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, pack, the number 1, at gmail.com. Because I want to go over some things with you to make sure that you're getting exactly what you want to get, and just to give you some information and it's worth your while. Trust me. You want to do that. Okay, next. Let's look at what's in the news before we jump into today's show with Brother Davis, who is standing by as we speak right now. So let's jump into what's in the news, and we'll get right to Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Here we go. First article comes from... Oops, it went a little further. First one that we posted today... we did it 11 hours ago. Man, got up early this morning, had a bunch of things to do. Live show today, August 3rd, 2016, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. We're going to be talking about the cycle of destruction with GMOs and its expansion. This is a show you don't want to miss. So check out, this is today's show. Next article, SBI, which is one of the largest, actually, it's the largest bank in India, plans to shut down and relocate 30% of its branches. And this is because of the overall banking contagion is spreading everywhere. India's largest bank is basically having major trouble. Pretty soon you'll probably hear about the recapitalization of it. This is spreading. And my commentary of that was, now India's banking sector is following the collapse trend as the country's largest bank, SBI, starts crumbling under the design agenda of global banking failures. This is going to continue. So check out that article. Next one is still the same thing. is about, and I said it's the purge, and it says the concentration, collusion, and corruption in India's banks. This is all the stuff that's going to start coming out because they want to have the collapse, and then what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, the system collapsed because of these individuals, but we fixed them. We actually prosecuted them. We had to purge the whole system, and we actually led to a war against certain nations because of their overall theft and their overall ubiquitous fraud that was going on. And it's all going to be a setup for the transferring or the maintaining and the strengthening of global subjugation and enslavement of the global population. This is, in my opinion, the purge happening, and you're starting to see this grow in all forms and facets that is going to lead to the economic global collapse and also a world war that will lead into a global nuclear war once. So check out that article. Next article. Bitcoin prices plummets as 125,000 Bitcoins may have been stolen from Bitfinex. Now, this was my commentary. This is why you don't use cryptocurrencies beyond its ability, because it offers even less protection than cash. You will see more of this in the future with larger thefts because the bankers in the system created the format for their benefit. Cryptocurrency was actually created by the bankers who have the access to hack everyone's account. This is the facade. They wanted to come out that this was something new and everything else, but this was actually contrived by the bankers because it gives you even less protection than cash. This is how they're trying to move to a cashless system, because in a cashless system, they can even control you even more than with cash. Cash has some of its limitations, but one of the limitations that it doesn't have the immediate exposure to being taken from you immediately. It's always done gradually in the debasement and the losing of the purchasing power of cash. But with cryptocurrency, yesterday you had it, hours later you don't. So this is why you don't want to invest in overextend yourself. Use it for what you should be using it for, but never ever overextend yourself. Never have more than what you're willing to lose. Next article, same thing. It was a message, and this commentary from this one, and this came from BitFixNet, says that a message. This is my commentary. A message from the system, which will be used often in many ways in the near future. And what this actual message was the message that was there on their website for the people that had Bitcoin's accounts with them. It started with this. Today we disclose a security breach that requires a halting the trading on our platform, as well as halting all digital token deposits to and withdrawing from BitFixNet. We are investigating the breach to determine what happened, but we know that some of our users have had their Bitcoin stolen. Now, this is what I said. Get used to these type of disclosures and get used to these kind of accounts as being set up on your accounts, not only in the cryptocurrency, but this is going to be used also in the banking sector. This is the message that you are going to receive when you try to log in or into your banking account or into some of your cryptocurrency accounts. It's going to give the same disclosure that we have experienced, and we're investigating a breach to determine what happened. Some people's accounts have been stolen. So don't let that be you. Next article comes from, this one actually came from Scribd.com. And I said this is a must read. And the title of it, "It Takes a Village to Maintain a Dangerous Financial System." And I said, no, just global governance. There's a good article. Check that article out about the extension of the setup, and this also is a part of the purge. Next article comes from RT. New deterrent. U.S. plans to upgrade its nuclear bomb. The National Nuclear Security Administration has given the go-ahead for work on upgrading the B-61 airborne nuclear bomb as the Pentagon is eager to embark on a multi-billion dollar scheme to improve the United States nuclear arsenal. So check out that article, because this is the overall, it's not going to be the Cold War, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be an extremely hot one. Next article. This one came from, where did this come from? SocialTechCrunch.com. MIT, the Massachusetts Institution of Technology, creates a video you can touch out, you can reach out and touch. And it says that's what they created, a actual video that you can reach out and touch. And I said that in my commentary is that you mean it can reach out and touch you. Why do I have a feeling? Why do I feel like CERN's work are all over this? And CERN is in Australia. The actual company that devised and created the internet and the one that has the Large Hadron Collider that we need to actually have a show on, and we will at some point this month. But they've created a video that you can reach out in and touch. Ladies and gentlemen, the technology has superseded the overall needs, and this is going to bring in other, in my opinion, is going to be bring in other dimensional realms that CERN has been working on. And we're going to fall for it hook, line, and sinker. I hope we don't. Check out this article. Very, very interesting to let you know what's going on and what's being worked on. Next article. The future is now, the world's first elevated bus tested in China. And this came from SputnikNews.com. Next article. North Korea, yesterday launched two ballistic missiles into the sea. North Korea has launched what appears to be a ballistic missile towards the Sea of Japan, South Korea news agency reported, citing from their defense ministry. This is the continuous move to the global war, world war, that's going to turn into a global nuclear war one, ladies and gentlemen. Next article comes from Helen Stahl's Webley.com. The 12-foot-tall, two-headed giant from Patagonia. Check out that article. I just thought it was pretty cool. Threw that in. And so, because we're going to actually start Friday or next week, we're going to be talking about some of the ancient giants in civilization and why that has been reported throughout the world and actually has an extensive history, and we want to take a look at it because of some of the things and implications that it has now, either by trick or by truth. We need to take a look at it just to know some of the things that's going on in the world. Next article comes from, this one came from paulcraigroberts.org. Human Rights Watch reports that the U.S. government tortures children. So check out that article. Pretty good one. My man Pablo. Pablo, what's going on? Hadn't talked to you in a little while, man. Give us a call from over the pond whenever you get a chance. Check out that article. Next article. Why aren't millennials having sex? Check out that article. Very, very important, because in my opinion, there's a lot of things going on in the food and the water. And this is, and because of the overall economic conditions, this is also an extension of the depopulation program, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. So check that out. Next article comes from express.co.uk. Socialist experiments, Venezuela in ruins as soldiers delete video of 12-hour food queries in lines, 12-hour long lines. Venezuelans face 12-hour lines for food in Latin America's national economic and political crisis that has led to severe shortages of essential resources. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, this is all a part of a global agenda and a global plan to see how people are going to react as they start to move this, the whole globe, into Venezuelan type crisis that they are going to say is going to be come about because of war and economic collapse, which is all a part of the conspiracy agenda. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the test run. This is actually the actual expansion of what they've been testing already, and it's just going to continue to gain momentum and continue to spread by way of economic collapse, by way of war, and by way of the purge, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article. Know as much as you can so that you can see what you need to do, and it is time for us to prepare. Next article comes from China's New Silk Road to make a big move in gold, and this one came from the internationalman.com. Very, very important. We'll probably take a look at that later on. So those are the stories that we have that we actually posted today and what's in the news. And we're going to go to Brother Davis right at the half hour. We'll be going to a commercial break. So I'm going to hand it over to Brother Davis. Let me bring him up in queue. Brother Davis?
Right here waiting on you.
Welcome, Brother Davis. Once again, thank you so much for all that you and Sister Davis do. Give my regards, and I truly, truly appreciate and looking forward to another powerful, powerful show that gives us information and also gives solutions to some of the things that we should be doing and looking at and why it's so important to be informed in today's world so that you can execute your free will. So, Brother Davis, without further ado, back to you, my brother, and at any time, I'll be right here, and as soon as someone calls, I will let you know, and we can get going on today's show. But I just want to once again express my sincere gratitude to you and Sister Davis for you just being you. Brother Davis? There we go. Okay. There you go, Brother Davis.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Brother Davis coming at you. I hope that you're prepared tonight because literally I've done a little bit more detailed research and I found out there are people who literally were the protectors of the statement of grace. What is the statement of grace? That was the statement that Monsanto was putting out in order to lure you in to thinking that there was a safety value mechanism built into genetically modified organisms. There is not. Let me be very clear about that. There is no safety value mechanism that literally offers you an attribute of truth in reference to what the health advantages that are offered by genetically modified organisms. None. So several of the reports that I've read dealt with some of the original researchers. Now, here's the unique dynamic. Monsanto approached universities with large sums of money as an inducement in order for them to do research on their product. But here was the catch. They could not publish the research without Monsanto's approval. So, in the process, Monsanto would only have them speak in reference to their product when they spoke in favor. So what does that mean? That means, regardless of what they found out in their research, they could not publish it, for one, and two, they could not get any other incentives from Monsanto unless they published what Monsanto said. So therefore, it's broken down to individuals which represented universities for the criteria of raising money. So this person could come to you and say, I'm a professor or a scientist at such and such a university, and he may no longer be affiliated with that university in reference to a position of capacity, but he may be affiliated through tenureship or alumnism. Now, what does that mean? That means that a university could have a person on tenure and literally be paying them to go out and do research, maybe go to a foreign country, and in that foreign country do research that would add to the content of the academic value of his subject matter. All right? So there was no complete criteria that they had to conform to, which made it even better yet, because now Monsanto could go directly to that individual and give him personal incentives. So that was a win-win for universities, because not only did the university get a stipend, but the individual who presented the statement of what they call their investigation or study or research, and you have to understand these words literally are hashtag. Why should I say hashtag? Because that was determined by the individual. So their research might have been that they went out and they got, say they went to a farmer's market and they set up an area and they put GMO corn in one pot and they put another corn in another pot and they cooked both the corns and said, which tastes different? Or do they taste the same? See, when you're dealing with uninformed surveys like that, people don't realize they're being victimized. And you see, that's where the government has broken down. Because at one time, the government was by the people for the people. But now, since corporations have been able to literally take total control through financial, and this is a very delicate foot, through financial persuasion. And understand how I use that word, because this is one of the dynamics that literally keep coming back. Persuasion. Now, when you look at the undertone of what is being said, it's bribery. But the universities are not going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that they give a statement of research based on how much money they can get. So what they're telling you is do careful research. A professor or a scientist or whatever that title is did this minute research to fulfill the needs and the demands set forth by the criteria of the government. The sad part about that is that that criteria set forth by the government may not have anything to do with the needs of the product. What we have to understand is that as human beings, we have to take control back. How do you take control back? By this show here, you're taking control back. Because I'm going to give you names, and I'm giving you the research that they make available to us now, only because they have decided, you know, we have conned America for long enough. Now, why do I say America? Because in most other countries, they will not accept GMOs. That's right, most third world countries will not accept GMOs or GMO products. The reason why is because they have begun to see the byproduct of GMOs. You see, one of the things that they don't tell you about GMOs is that when they pollinate by wind. That literally means that they can blow. If you have a garden and you're next to a genetically modified field, the wind that blows can blow the pollen from that genetically modified field into your garden. And then they can sue you. That's right, you heard me right. They can sue you because now you have their product in your garden and you're using it, and this is how they say it. You're using it for the benefit of self. Although you never planted it off. We have to wake up to the idea that is our responsibility. When we plant a garden, we are not thinking about what the byproduct of genetically modified research is. So we have to do our research on the pills, on the seeds that we use. And we have to also have a plan on how we can analyze and pursue everything from beginning to end. Analyze the soil. You see, what they don't tell you is when GMOs get into the soil, it literally deteriorates the soil by eating all of the natural nutrients out of the soil. So that actually, when you come along after genetically modified plant has been planted there, you can't do anything with that soil until you enrich it. And that might take 3 to 7 years. And they don't tell you that. And now, a little inside scoop, how I found out, well, me and my family, we got together, we bought a farm. Well, when we got to really getting into understanding what the land has gone through, we had to literally turn down several farms. Why? Because a lot of times, those farms had already been planted with genetically modified corn or something. So, what we had to do is our due diligence. So what did we do? All the farms that we thought we were interested in, we literally had to go out there. We had to look at what the physical signs were. We had to take some of the soil, and then we had to see what the contaminants were in the soil. Because in certain areas of the South, pesticides was used very heavily because it's a byproduct of the cotton industry. Okay, so now that we're no longer in the cotton industry and we're no longer growing cotton on that level, we're still looking at the attributes of what that has done to the land prior to now. So that has to be taken in consideration if you're going to purchase for something like organic gardening, because organics require a certain degree of certification in order to be called organic. So therefore, genetically modified soil is definitely out. One. Two, you have to understand that when you are talking genetically modification, you're talking about from living things like animals to other living things on the vegetable level. Now, why I say other living things? Because they want you to have the impression as though it gives life. It does not give life. It destroys life. I cannot say that enough. This is a demon seed. And this demon seed is being planted all over the country where they can control. And I understand how I said that, because there are certain areas in the United States that literally... Hello? Please excuse the disruption. Right now, we're having some technical difficulties because...
That's the music for the break, Brother Davis.
And I know...
Hey, Brother Davis, that means we're getting ready for a commercial break. And then we'll come right back after the commercial break. Okay, everyone, listen to Tando Radio Show with Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. Man, what he's dropping is critical. And we have to, these are some of the things that we need to know, because they will have great, great effects on us in the future. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I am back. I was beginning to go into details on how they affected the rats in the research. Now, what is that? You know, before they put any product on the market, they always do what's called genuine experimentation. This genuine experimentation means they take and analyze the portion size and weight of animals, and then they would give them diets of genetically modified organisms. These diets of genetically modified organisms allow them to literally study the rat and the physical changes, if any, or the changes that the rat goes through or the mice go through during the course of choosing genetically modified corn for consumption. Now, one of the things they did was they did what's called a choice test. So they put genetically modified corn on one side and they put regular corn on another side. And they allowed the rodent to have access to both. Well, they begin to realize that the rodent had an instinctive system that would kick in and would never go to the genetically modified grains. So they thought, well, this is interesting, because how could a rodent distinguish what it is? Well, you see, we being unique parts of the universe, certain animals have what's called mechanisms that they thrive with in order to survive. And one of these mechanisms actually must give these rodents the insight into being able to separate what is natural and what is superficial. And what they found out was that if they had a right to choose, they would never choose genetically modified. And that's one. Then they found out over long-term periods of use, there were several byproducts that came out of this. And these byproducts ran the whole ramification from respiratory illnesses to deformities to, natural body dysfunctions. Natural body dysfunctions, okay? So therefore, they had certain rodents that literally did not go to bathroom naturally. Now, that seems unusual. But in other words, it changed the dynamic of their weights. You have to understand, if this is genetically modified, then it's going to have a genetic modification process on the food that it consumes. So as it went on, they began to realize they were aging quicker, not aging because of time, but they were aging due to the effects of the genetically modified organs that were operating inside your bodies. The research on nutrition assumes the genetically modified plants and foods feed play a natural role. A natural role. Now, to you or to I, we're thinking, well, if you eat it, it has nutrition, and the nutrition is processed by the body, and the body understands what it is, so it literally goes through the natural process. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that it's giving you the assumption of a natural process. Because when they did more research, they found that a lot of the lesions, they've had different tumors. All of these are byproducts that they found in mice and rats, but they never told or even bothered to inform the public. Now, why was that? Because corporations have realized that because they are dealing with so much money, that if they collaborated their resources, they can control the opinion of the public. Now, that's powerful. Because that means that regardless of what lie they tell you, that they can literally go to the TV and media and they can play this up to be something that it is not. And therefore, you'll be saying, you know what, that doesn't sound bad. But we have been desensitized. How? I'm glad you asked. Because have you ever noticed drug commercials when they tell you about a drug and how good it is for you and what it does? Then they give you 30 to 40 seconds of side effects. So you're being desensitized to think, well, if I get something good, I might have to suffer something bad or something not so bad. Because they never give you the true, description. And the reason why is because if they give you the true description, then they'll have to tell you, if you eat this food, this will kill you. Well, who's going to have the incentive to eat the food? They literally have marketed to us death. And the sad part about it is they did it right under our noses. And they have been doing it for years. And in the meantime, during those years, they've been making more genetically modified ingredients. Okay, so people sit back and think, well, maybe a little bit won't hurt. To a lot more than a little bit every day. We have to look at our responsibility here. And our responsibility tells us that there is work that needs to be done on our part, on our behalf. Now, I'm hoping that you can hear me, because for some reason, it seems like I'm in a heavy radiated airway. Well, a heavy radiated airway means there's so many things going on around me that it may cross with the signal that I'm putting out. But I want you to know
we hear you fine. We hear you
okay,
fine, Brother Davis. I think it just went out maybe for a second, and that was because for some reason it went to mute. But we hear you perfectly fine.
Okay. Another thing I want you to keep in mind is it also attacks your blood respiratory properties. Okay? Now, what is that? That means inside your lungs, all right, when you breathe in, there are little what appear to be hair follicles, but they're not. They're literally sensors. And these sensors, as you take air into your body, they cling to those particles that may come that may be smaller than you can see. They cling to those particles. And when you're in good, clean air places, you may not have particles that cause a problem. But other times, you may have particles that make you ever get a cough just to clear your throat. Well, that's literally that buildup that's affecting another part of your body, and this becomes a defense mechanism, okay? So that with that defense mechanism, it's pushing all of those particles to a central place so that they can get caught up in the what they call the immune system's dispensary, where it might come up as a phlegm, and then you could spit it out. I'm trying to give you a little bit of technical understanding on how your body works, but it's not the only avenue, because your body also secretes natural nutrients when you eat good food. So when you eat good food and it takes all of the nutrients out of the food and it goes through the natural process and it goes down through your tendons, your kidney, and then it goes into your intestines and then it comes out, that is also a way that they distribute some of those negative germs from genetically modified organisms. Same way with liquids. When it's in a liquid, it goes through the same or a similar system, only in a different program. Okay, so just like you dispense liquid, you dispense solid food, this is a part of your immune system's mechanism to also dispense those things in your body that literally may cause you to get ill at a later date that you may not be aware of. So let's move on, because I found that a lot of the writings that these doctors are putting out now, they are letting you know that they were literally bought off. They were peddling what they called the seeds of destruction. And these seeds of destruction are now taking root in so many places that people fail to realize that we have become the victims of the same era of science in which we live. The sad part is that most of us are not prepared, because we don't have the knowledge that is needed for us to be able to deal with this animal called genetically modified organisms. And if you're not listening tonight, you're even less informed. You see, all of the mechanisms that are out there, most of them require due diligence. This media that we listen to every day, we're not even getting real news on. So why would they tell you the truth? It's corporate control. I don't know if you realize this, but I talked to you last week about the dark guy. This is real. Now, we still got a chance to attack this dark act if we go through the Senate. But we have to really start to mount our attack now with like-minded people across the country. And this can be done. But it's not going to be done with everybody thinking, well, I'll let somebody else do it. No, you can't. Because that means you don't do your part. And the sad part about it, when you don't do your part, once again, you neglect your responsibility. And really, that's how this show got started. Every topic that I brought to you was either should have either made you better or gave you the keys in order how to make yourself better and to prepare yourself for what is about to come. And these genetically modified organisms are on our doorstep. They're in the grocery stores now. So it's good that you're here to this show tonight to take the time to do your due diligence and open up your knowledge so that you can go out and converse about this. They have found that this affects every aspect of living thing that it's around. What does that mean? That means, well, when cross-pollination, that pollen also gets on flowers. But when it gets on flowers, bees have a natural pollination system in which they go from flower to flower and extracting different kinds of pollen, depending on the flower. And see, the bees have a natural mechanism that lets them know by smell and visual of what flower they are. But you have to understand about this new culprit, this new seed of destruction. You see, because when that bee pollinates that flower, it's taking some of the cross-pollination, would it? Well, that same cross-pollination is called neophyte. Look it up, but it's called neophyte. And these neophytes have been killing large populations of bees. I'm talking about whole hives. You see, this danger is affecting the hand of the father. And when I say the hand of the father, these bees have a natural pollination process, a little bit of cross pollens, all kind of fruits and vegetables. This is the order of things, the natural order of things. But yet now, because of this new beast on the block, and that's what it is, because literally, if you do nothing now, it's only going to grow. So we have to do something. But because of this new beast on the block, we find ourselves looking down at old seasons of growth lost, because we need the role that the bees play. And if the bees aren't there to do their part, then we would lose that season of growth. That is why it is so important for us to play the role of being not only the protector and the overseer, but we have to take back from these genetically modified companies, because that's what they are. They literally have a thought process of destruction. And we have to take back so that we can give our earth back to its natural process. And that's a lot of restoration, because see, that's going to take us to operate mentally, physically, and spiritually on every plane. You think about what I just said, because there's damage done already. Even although it may not be in front of your face, when you sit down and say, that smells good, and all of a sudden dinner's on the table, what's in it? So you see how close to home it is? We have to take our role seriously. And in taking our role seriously, we have to do the due diligence that's going to allow us to be able to stand tall and know that what we're eating is definitely what we think it is and not what they think it is. Because these people want you to have dinner of a genetically modified organism that is going to kill you. Do you understand exactly and clearly? Yes. They want it to kill you. And the sad part about it is 90% of the people you know, and me and you may not even know the same people, have no idea what's going on. We are being victimized on such a scale that we have not begun to realize the level of destruction that we are going to be victimized by, based on greed and another need for evil. Because this is an insidious evil. Okay? Now, I told you about some of the things that it's done to do research. But see, the reason why we can't tell you what all it's going to do to the human body is because it's still relatively new. Now, I'm going to tell you about things that we know. Okay, we know that the genetically modified things like corn syrup, byproducts like wheat glutens, these things have blown our children up like balloons. Absolutely. So when you go down the street and you see somebody extremely heavy, but they don't eat a lot, it may be because they don't have knowledge about what they're eating. So therefore, they're taking what they would think to be a simple McDonald's hamburger. They will never tell you what genetically modified organs is in them, but you know what they'll tell you? Oh, we don't use any genetically modified ingredient. Do you believe that? Because that's what it comes down to. If you believe what they say, then you'll be victimized by what they say. So I want to encourage. Yes.
Brother Davis, and you know, because I want to... The point that you made about it, and would you just give your thoughts on when you look at the genetically modified, when they took the actual mice, the laboratory mice that they experimented on with the genetically modified, then they started to just forcefully give those mice those food supplement, that synthetic food, the overall, how did they start to look? Explain, and you just hit it with some of our children and some of the people that we starting to notice a different look. There's a tumoristic look that the mice started to develop that you're starting to see in people now. Could you just talk about that for a second, in which from your research, noticing that, and so that you could see exactly what has happened to the mice, you could see people actually looking that way and their overall state of deterioration of health, that which is rampant, which you just touched on.
Absolutely. Now, I was going to save some of that for the next hour so when people could call in, because it's in front of their face, they don't see it. When you see a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old child that's carrying 100, 150, 200 pounds, there's a problem there. And the problem may not be because of the person not being able to, parents not being focused on their diet. Their parents just may not have the knowledge of what is happening to the food. So therefore, they're saying, they may be upset with this child. You eat too much, and the child is starting to be ridiculed based on the fact that someone is saying they eat too much, where in reality, they're not eating too much. This is just the effect that this particular genetically modified organism has on that child. How about young girls with big breasts? How about some of these young brothers that's 13 or 14 years old is carrying 200, 250, 300 pounds? A lot of times that does not have anything to do with the person. And the reason being is because they're doing the same thing. They think everybody else is doing. The TV tells them, go to the McDonald's, get yourself a Big Mac and some fries and the Happy Meal. Now, McDonald's got these figures that they put up. These figures are put up there so that they can get you the impression like they care. But you know what they care about? They care about you coming in and spending money. Because in reality, if you ask them, can you prove that? Well, can we prove what? Can you prove that your figures are right? Oh, yeah, well, go to our website. See, they send you the things that you can't check out yourself, but they have control over. So if you look, you can always say, oh, yeah, well, they were right. Well, they weren't right. Because understand this. They're designed to get all your resources for what they have to sell. Do they care about how they get those resources? Absolutely not. That's why, do you think that every Saturday morning, McDonald's spends about $40 to $50 million in TV commercials? The average child identifies the golden arches before they can count. Well, these golden arches are putting a toll on our children. So a large obesity is one. And how about those people who have asthma or asthmatic? Perfect example, asthmatic people. That's the direct affection that we were talking about earlier in reference to respiratory. Okay? How about anemic? Do you think for a minute? We just talked about how the blood in the respiratory system is affected. So if they're anemic, then you know that is also affecting us through the blood also. Brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. You see, I could tell you I love you all day, but what really opens your eyes is when you start examining and saying, you know what, I see that in my own house. Then you turn what I'm saying into a testimony. You know why? Because then when you start doing something about it, you will see the change, and you can say, you know what, I found out about this through a radio show, and I decided to do my own due diligence, and we made a few changes, and I could see that was them. We have to do something now, because our time that we delay is victimizing everybody that we love that is becoming involved in the process of consumption. We have to be open for the things that are being taught to us. I told you about responsible technology. If you want, go on to the website of responsible technology. They have literally told you blatantly and breaking it down to every aspect of why you need to take action now, because in the long run, if you do not take action, the cost will be much greater than you are willing to pay but they're not asking you if you're willing to pay the cost. They are tricking you to believe something that is not true. So therefore, we have to take control. So you see kids now, what they call ADHD. You know what? That's new, too. Because when you think about it, 10, 12 years ago, there was no ADHD. We have been inundated with a lot of new technologies that stem directly from the biochemistry of product creation. And the sad part about that is the biochemistry of product creation means that they are doing this here to make a profit, not to make you healthy. If they were doing it to make you healthy, they wouldn't mind informing you about what they're doing. So now, when we were children, we would go out and play every day. You take the average child that has a PDA, which can be a cell phone, it can be an electronic toy or whatever, and they're sitting in their house and they're munching on a bag of Cheetos or regular corn chips. You know what? Those are bags full of genetically modified organisms because they're chemically made to taste according to what you like. So if you like something that's hot, they give you something that's hot, but they don't tell you that in the process of you of them making that, that there was a cost that they had to pay that they're giving to you that you have no idea about. So here's your child playing the game, enjoying his afternoon, and he begins to, you know what, my stomach don't feel well, I gotta go to bathroom. And before you know it, this becomes consistent day in, day out, even when he's not eating them, because we've allowed ourselves to be lured into a state of the dumbing down of America. I'm quite sure that's not the first time you guys have heard that. But we have to take that back. Our children now are not like they used to be. You see, when I was coming up, I don't know about you, but we used to go outside. You know what our digital game was? Baseball at the local playground. Because literally, we didn't have those sort of toys. So we go out, we burn a lot of energy off. We would come home, we'd probably have a good meal before we go to bed because everybody back then sat down at night and talked about the day. What did you do today? How did you, what did you learn? You see, this was the transformation of our living process. And a lot of times, we fail to realize that in this world of modernization, they have taken the woman's role and changed it so much that even women today are beginning to realize that we are no longer that family that enjoys each other's company because we don't have no time together. So if you don't have no time together, how can you enjoy or learn about other parts of the family? Life is an attribute of the whole. What does that mean? That means that everything that you learn, you come sit down at the table and you open it up to the table, then everybody at that table gets a part of that attribute to learn. So where that was a part of the daily lives, today they have you believing that you can sit down and get into a PDA or a cell phone conversation without any face-to-face contact and be able to build a relationship. You cannot. You cannot. Now, you can build a connection, a hookup, but these things are all different from being able to communicate ideas in a face-to-face manner. Wake up, my brothers and sisters. Genetically modified organisms are changing our lives. And I want you to know that because I'm only giving you what I call skirts. I can't give it all to you because it's too much. It's too much. I Googled genetically modified organism research. I got a plethora of information. And people who are stepping out saying, listen, I got paid. So if they took that money for years to give you a story, a lot of people still live that story. Oh, this won't hurt you. This is good for you. This is corn. Well, now, genetically modified organisms are in almost everything, every vegetable. You have to assume that it is, even if you don't know, until you do your research. I've been to some beautiful tomatoes Well, I will come up after the break. Look, please call in with any questions. If you have any questions at all, open the door to your knowledge by dialing the phone. This is Brother Davis coming at you.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, brothers and sisters. I'm encouraging you once again, please. Do me the due diligence of, if you have any questions, do call. Because, see, your questions might take my thought process in another area. And I'm trying to cover a plethora of information in a short window of time. And I used to think, when I first started doing this here research on it, wow, this is going to be impossible to convey. I mean, I've only told you about what I have been able to contain, and I'm looking at my notes, but I haven't told you about mutations.
You have a call in queue, Brother Davis, just so you know.
Okay, but before I take this call, I want you to understand this, that when this stuff is in your body, it starts a natural process of mutation and contamination. So it's trying to literally destroy you from the inside out. Okay, Dave, I'll take that call.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis? Caller with the 214 area code, you're on with Brother Davis. What is your question or comment? 214. Area code 214, you're on with Brother Davis. What is your question or comment? Okay, Brother Davis, I'm going to keep it open. They may be trying to, if you're trying to call in, area code 214, call back once you have a more clear line. I'm not quite sure if you're trying to get in, but I can barely hear that you're trying to do something, but we can't hear you. But I think you're there now. 214, go ahead. No? Okay, go ahead, Brother Davis. 214, they'll come back up once they call back.
Not a problem. What I want also people to understand is that this is a plot. This isn't something that just happened. They didn't just decide at one day that they're going to make genetically modified organisms. This is a plan. For those of you who don't know, President Obama, about a year and a half, passed the Monsanto's bill while we were on a vacation. What's a vacation? Well, a vacation is when Congress or the Senate is out for, say, Thanksgiving or Christmas, or it might even have been a holiday. But here's the depth of the bill. Monsanto is the only corporation that has a bill that's protected by, that they are protected by the federal government, that you cannot sue them. So if you're eating Monsanto's products and you get cancer, that's your problem. So you better have health care. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot go to an attorney with a doctor, clearly show the connection between the food, the problem, and Monsanto's, and have a definitive understanding through research that this is what happened. And in most cases, most corporations, you would have grounds of negligence in order to sue. You cannot do this with Monsanto because of the Monsanto Act that President Obama signed into office discreetly. Such as he did, and once again, Hillary Clinton was on the board, so she's very favorable to chemical, or should I say biochemical, corporations. And in the meantime, while you were following this election so closely, with all of the...
You have another caller too, Brother Davis, just so you
okay,
know.
Okay, with all of the dynamics, they passed the DARK Act through the House of Representatives. Well, the DARK Act literally takes away your right to know if genetically modified organisms is in your food. Now, they still have another step before it's a full certified federal bill. Now, here's the difference. President Obama signed the Monsanto Act as an executive order. All right, as an executive order, he doesn't have to have everybody in agreement with his opinion. So, although the greatest portion of people in Congress and the Senate still favor that, and they favor it for the simple reason that I told you earlier, the same thing they're doing with universities, they are doing with our politicians. So, although they want to look at it as being a passive offering, we know exactly what it is. Okay, Brother David, I'll take that call.
Okay, Brother David, let me pull this caller up. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question and comment for Brother David?
Yes, hi, you guys. This is Jada from Atlanta. I had called in last week, and I am making progress with the garden. I had bought some heirloom seeds, but the question I'm about to ask might sound a little crazy to you guys, but I do a lot of research myself in my spare time. Do you guys think the adversary or the satanic powers that be are doing this to change our godly genetic DNA, that this warfare is not just so simple as, dealing with Monsanto, that it's a little deeper on a spiritual level to kind of deaden what God had created from the beginning, and how these people, I don't even know what the hybrids were, who seem to be posing as people, and we actually think they are people in human form, are destroying us, and because we're so mentally and spiritually out of sync with God's frequency, is that we don't even know which is which or what is what. That was really the question, and how would I even address the issue even in my community, because I do speak to people about it, but they look at me like I have three heads, and they're like, yeah, okay, like I'm type crazy a little bit, and they're like, yeah, okay. So how would I present it where I'm not looking crazy, so to speak? Thank you.
Well, sister, first of all, you got to understand, truth has always been looked upon that way, because some people just don't want to know the truth. They want to live lives of what they call normality. They don't want anything to disturb the normalcy of their lives. Now, you mentioned that, did I think that this was basically a war of principalities? Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Do I think that this is the universe against the diabolical seed of man? Absolutely. Why? Because man is incapable of saving humanity.
Wow.
So it is easier for him to destroy it. And why is it easier for him to destroy it? Because he never sees himself as humanity. Evil
wow.
never does. So what we have to do as those people of righteous spirit, and I say righteous spirit because I could go into other levels, but let me say this. The war that we are at is dealing with our bodies, our human body, because we should be in states of meditation now in which we can literally exercise our power within the universe. Your spirit is an energy. Your energy only transforms. It doesn't deform. And now these people are trying to deform, okay? So just keep your head up, keep doing what you're doing, but most of all, don't be discouraged. Whatever you do. And
this
is a philosophy. I'm going to give you a little bit of my personal philosophy. My personal philosophy is this. If you don't believe you can achieve the impossible, you never will. But if you believe you can achieve the impossible will make a way for you to achieve it. keep that in mind in all you do, my sister. Please feel free to call Tando Radio at any time.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I appreciate everything.
We received that, sister.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is there any other call, Dave?
No, great call, sister. Brother Davis, you're ready to go. And as soon as someone jumps in, I will let you know. We got another caller. Here we go. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Brother Davis, wise as always. Wow.
All right.
You know, talk to him.
I think that, kind of like what the sister was saying, it sounds crazy to most people, but thank goodness the term GMOs are now almost a household name. You know, so more and more people are starting to catch on, even though they don't understand the significance of it. And one of the things that I would tie in is the concept of nanobots that we discussed on the show previously. I read a passage from the book Fantastic Voyage. Now, keep in mind, this is all under the life extension umbrella, because some are creating life extension for the wealthy, and they're creating what some would call death extension for the rest of us. You see, so and GMOs are a huge part of that. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, but big up to you, Brother Davis.
I received that, brother. Do feel free to call anytime. Anything that can be added to for the knowledge of all is a blessing to many. Okay, Dave, is there any other calls?
No other calls. Great points, Doc Hawkins. No other calls. I will let you know as soon as there are, Brother Davis. Floor is yours.
Excellent. I spoke to you about the power of politics when I spoke to you about the Monsanto's Act. Now, the reason why I want to point that out to you is because Monsanto's would not have been able to exercise this if they weren't operating in what's called the evils. What are the evils? Well, greed is an evil. And if you have someone that's in the control, or their opinion is going to have leverage on what you are doing, you literally use your powers of evil to seduce them into seeing your way. That is the only way that so many people in such a high place can be seduced. Why? Because we place great value on money and resources. So some people don't feel as though they're going out of their way or beyond their cause in being fudging their opinion for resources and power. And the sad part about it is that the destruction of all, and understand what I'm saying, the destruction of all civilizations was really came about behind how man seen circumstance. Okay? Perfect example, look at weather control. Man sees circumstance of weather control as being his realm of authority now, where in one time he had no control over it at all. But see, don't be naive to think that that's just something I threw out there. There's what's called the HAARP program, and the HAARP program has been incorporated in several countries right now. So believe me, when man thinks that he can achieve something, he focuses all of his resources that he can keep quiet on achieving that, and then in America, they weaponize it. So now the byproduct of that is climate change. But so they'll argue against climate change. Oh, there's no climate change, in order so that they can be able to have this weapon. This, understand what I'm saying? This weatherized weapon. You see, they escalate death where we should be escalating life. When you're escalating life, then you're looking out for those who already have a birthright to live. When you escalate death, you operate on the highest form of evil to eliminate the plan of the master. And it's entirely two different angles. I could go into this on a greater level, but let me leave it there, because therefore some people are going to say, oh, it's just a battle of good and evil. No, that battle's going on inside of you, because you know what you can do to be a resource in this circumstance. And you know doing nothing leads them to be able to do whatever they want to do in this circumstance. So where do you stand? Because once again, and I've said it before, it comes down to personal responsibility. I, as one individual, believe that if the world's going to change, it's going to require something of me. So I got to do my due diligence. Even if it's just putting this out here so you know what a genetically modified organism is, enough to do your own research. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. I could tell you, well, this is probably a plan put together by the Trilateral Movement in conjunction with the Bilderberg Group, the Group of 300, as well as the 15 families. Well, a lot of you wouldn't understand any of that. But those who are indulging about their due diligence to put together three or four of them and already see the ring of fire. That is what's so important about knowledge. When you can operate in turning knowledge into a tool, then you are focusing on how it can benefit the masses and not just the one. And that's what we have to do, because everything that you take away from this time allows you to expand your fortress of tools so that you can be a greater operation as a mechanism in this aspect of change. Because believe me, when I get off this radio show, is my time done? Absolutely not, because I'm doing research. I'm opening doors. I want to be able to sit down at tables and be knowledgeable when the time comes so that they can look at me and say, well, brother, where did you? And I could tell them, because it's not for me to hold. The more we expose of this, the greater part that you play in being able to defeat this evil that is on our dinner tables. You understand how I'm saying that? Because when you go to places like Walmart, who literally tell you we're a corporate store, that means they buy through corporate connections. And I've already told you, when you go into that corporate store and you look in there and you see that row of pork chops that are perfectly cut and they all look together, they look like they come out the same, and you say, well, give me four of them chops, you might be getting chops from three or four different animals. And all of them may have a different type of seed, and some of that seed may be genetically modified. They're not telling you. But if you go to that store that says, we buy locally, well, you got to be able to ask them. When you say you buy locally, who you buy from? They'll tell you. You know why? Because that gives you an avenue of growth, and it also brings you closer into the position of being a well-informed patriot, or, for those of you who don't know, a customer, a well-informed customer. But yet and still, you'll feel more open about going into your grocery store and discussing these sort of things. There are stores now, I'll tell you one off the top, there's a big chain, that Costco's. They have an open contract for all organic farmers. They'll buy everything you grow. Did you hear what I said? That means in every area, every local farmer that's an organic grower, they will buy everything you grow. So literally, a lot of people have gotten on the growth process of going out, buying themselves a piece of land, putting themselves a tunnel up, start growing the organics, and then they start going to school, because organic growth requires a certification from the local, mostly universities. And they start growing, and here they are putting a positive contribution into a negative circumstance. And to me, that's adding to the solution. See, there's a lot of ways we can go about this, but we got to do something now, because the longer we wait, the more this is happening to us. We've been hearing about the water, but we're telling you about the food now. We are trying to open up every door for you to know that not only are we at war, but we expect you to do battle too. And that starts at your dinner table. When you go to store with your wife, you should be asking her questions if she's not looking. Did you read the label? And if she's diligent enough to say, you know what, I read this label, I understand this word. There's an application out there that will give you the information on what that word means, where it originated from, what it does as far as the chemical, and how it's affected, why it's used in food. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you, I've seen some things that ain't got no business being used in food, but it serves a purpose. The perfect example is Crisco. How many of y'all know that Crisco was literally a byproduct from machining maintenance? Yeah, that's right. It was used as a lubricant on metal-to-metal contact. But when they threw the fact in that it was made out of all-natural product, and they threw the fact in that you could heat it to high temperatures, and it would literally cook food at high temperatures, well, one corporation informed another corporation, and all of a sudden you got a product. Now, that very product that's on your shelves, you didn't know that it was a machinist lubricant used to keep machines from getting overheated when metals rub together. But they're not responsible for telling you how a product arrives. That's our responsibility to do the due diligence. And I'm telling you, these products that are coming out now that are genetically modified are designed to make you feel something that is good. You see them beautiful apples, gala apples. You never heard of a gala apple before 5 years ago. Never. And it's a beautiful apple. It's just red and yellow and pink and all of the alluring things. And it tastes very sweet, but it's genetically modified. So what you're going to do in your system in 3 years, 5 years? What is behind those strange headaches you have? Or that gout that comes in every so often that you just don't understand? Well, what am I? You evaluating all of the wrong things because you're not realizing that may be a byproduct of a genetically modified organism. So when you wake up in the morning and you first sit up, you feel a little dizzy, and you say, oh, well, I'm just adjusting. Well, if it's unnatural to you, and you have to seriously consider why now. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we don't do it, who does? Our children are not as intellectually strong as we are. What do I mean by that? I mean that they have been inundated all their lives by a TV set. So therefore, their focus can become tunnel vision. When we were coming up, we're taught with a curriculum, which meant we had 7 or 8 subjects in which we could take a problem and put 2 or 3 of those subjects together to find a solution to the problem. And that is what we're doing with these genetically modified organisms. We're finding like-minded people who are serious about eliminating this obstacle of life. And that's what it is. It's an obstacle of life. I told you what it's doing to the bees. It's killing them all. Don't listen. Listen, don't take my word for it. Do your due diligence. Look at neophinite. Look it up, because that is the front line of our food chain. When we lose pollination, that means a lot of things will not be pollinated. So that is a natural, healthy process that will no longer be a part of the growing of our plants. Now, there are other pollinators. I mean, bats are pollinators. Some birds are pollinators. You know what I mean? Butterflies are pollinators. Which brings out another point. Did you know that butterflies who literally pollinate these same flowers die off the same way bees do? Absolutely. These are the voices of what's called the canary in the cage. Okay, now, for those of you who don't know, let me give you a quick synopsis. In the coal mining days, when they had coal miners, they had to go deep down into the mines. Sometimes gas would leak and they would know. So what would they do? They'd put a canary in the cage. Then they would shine a light on the canary. As long as the light was on the canary whistled or sang every now and then, which let the miners know that everything was fine. But they got so used to that whistle or that sing that when they didn't hear it, they would always check the canary. If that canary was in the bottom of the cage, that meant that there was some kind of gas in there that killed that canary that has not built up large enough for them to detect. So they go right into gas mask mode. They put their masks on, they take the canary and run the canary to the closest person who has the background and to be able to take the canary and check its vital signs to see if it was something that the canary inhaled or ingested, to see if that was the problem. In most cases, there was a gas leaking somewhere in there, and that's why the canary in the coal mine plays such a valuable role. But any miner, if you ask them about the canary in the coal mine, they'll tell you, never had a better friend. Think about that. Never had a better friend. But we're getting the canaries. We already got dying bees. We already got cross-pollinated products that literally we're losing farmers every day. You know why? Because a farmer next door will go ahead, plant a GMO crop. The wind will take, pollinate the crop, the farmer's crop next door. He wouldn't even know it until the next season when it grows up and he's looking at this stuff. Well, by that time, the GMO people will come in and look at that product that they planted, and then they'll look over and see signs of that same product being grown in the other farmers. You know what they do? They literally sue those farmers. Then when they sue them, they take them to court, and every time they come to court, that farmer has to pay out his pocket to get an attorney. Well, they don't. Those corporations just tell their attorneys, delay, delay, delay. You go to court 3 or 4 times kicking somebody $2,000 or $3,000 to be in that courtroom to speak for you, you will deplete your savings, and eventually you will lose your farm. They know what they're doing. Wake up. Because the only people who aren't doing something are the people who don't know this is happening. I'm telling you, through my due diligence, this is what I'm finding out. Please, do your own due diligence, because your voice becomes a personal testimony when you find the truth as a resource. You can always say, well, I heard, but when you say, this is what I did and this is what I found out, they can't take that from you. Because now it's a part of your knowing. And that's what we want, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. We want you to know. Every country in the world that can get out of accepting genetically modified organisms has. Every third world country now will not accept genetically modified organisms. And some of the biggest contritements with these genetically modified organisms are coming from countries that always sub cow pals to America. Well, now they're not. India will not accept any genetically modified organisms. And they cow pal to America because America would take a lot of their children and educate them. Well, at one time, those children would stay here in the United States and work, but now they're going back to India. Guess what's one of the largest fast and upcoming industrial population? India. You see, we fail to realize that the purpose that we, the role that we play, and the purpose that we are in should be for ourselves, should be for the benefit of your family. Because I'm going to tell you something. India will not accept any genetically modified organism. China will not accept any genetically modified organism. Venezuela will not accept any genetically modified organism. Brazil. Now, interesting now I say Brazil, huh? With the Olympics coming up, because that Brazil Olympics has been scorned. And why? Because of opinion. They didn't want them. They didn't want genetically modified organisms. And guess what? Guess where the Zika virus was supposed to have started? These are plans of an insidious enemy. And he is not going to stop because you know about it. Because he's wondering what you're going to do about it. That's what makes the difference. And believe me, I want to, in every case, be available to help wherever I can. Because I'm doing what I can. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, Brother Davis, I hear him on the radio. I'm on the phone at least 6 or 7 times a week, talking to groups, trying to inform them, not about GMOs, about their spiritual nature. If not about your spiritual nature, about what the government is doing in our communities. Do you know that the NATO forces, NATO, the National Organization of National Treaty Organization or whatever, they have troops on American soil. Now, they're using the term, they're training, but anytime foreign troops are on American soil, Americans better wake up. There's something going on that they may not be aware of. And guess what? That's what makes this whole thing with genetically modified organisms more important. Because guess what? All of us have something to lose. Not a few. All right, we'll be back, please. Do call, because we come into the last half hour. Anybody got any questions, put them on the table so we can get them out. This is Brother David.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. I'm encouraging you to call in. Because the more I go through my notes, there's some other things I want to point out to you. We as a people have been inundated by the prison industrial complex. What do I mean by inundated? I mean, literally, they're locking our sons and our daughters up now at an alarming rate. Do you think for 1 minute that they're given any consideration to what they're feeding them? Well, let me help you. They're not. Because corporations sleep together. So if I'm going to make a deal with you and we're going to be on a corporate level, then I'm not making a deal for one facility. I'm making a deal for all your facilities. So out of that deal, I want to maximize whatever I can get that greed allows me to have. So don't think that these geo groups are making deals with these same kind of companies. So now, if you look downline from that deal, there are a lot of our sons and brothers and sisters that have to eat this stuff because of the circumstance they're in. And those who don't may have the window of opportunity. What do I mean by that? They might work on farms. And those farms may cater to a Costco's or something. So, although it is prison labor, they still have access to eating some genuine food. But that's not in every case. Prison labor runs the gamut from, should I say agricultural work to mill work to cleaning the highways to literally doing PR work on the telephone. You'd be surprised if you ask the right questions, the answers you can get. And you know, some of the brothers that are inside were so victimized that they began to use those very opportunities as tools to get and achieve what they could on the level that they were working on. So it's going to affect someone you love if you don't do something now. If you know people who are politically connected, approach them about this. You noticed that this doesn't come up in any of the debates? Hillary has no opinion on this publicly, because if you ask her, you know what she's going to say? I'm not sure where I stand. I need to do some research. And she knows where she stands. Bernie Sanders said we need to stop GMOs and get rid of them right away. You see what I'm saying? So they know. Everybody's aware of this. But what are they doing about it? That's where our role plays the greatest importance. Because you can go ahead and if you just sit by the phone and call people up. Say, hello, my name is so-and-so, and I happen to be a day surveyor, and I would like to know, are you familiar with genetic modified organisms? And then most of the people will say, well, Mr. So-and-so isn't here right now, but we are vaguely aware of him. Well, if you can, could you send me some information on it, because I am a constituent in your area, and if not, can I send you some? You see, we have to utilize all of our tools, and don't think for a minute that you don't have the resources to make change. Because you have one of the most powerful tools known to man, which is a mouth, because you can convey ideas. And if you use your mouth, you can literally learn some things that you can convey other places. I've seen women go from welfare to Senate because of the way they used their mouth. And y'all might be aware of that, who that person was or who those people were. There's more than one. Because literally they decided, you know what, I'm going to do something. I'm going to take an action that most people didn't think they could achieve. And then when they achieved it, they had to pinch themselves because they went and achieved more than they anticipated. And that's, I believe, is in everybody. If we started this, even with the people who say, well, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. You say to them, do you read any food labels? You know why? Because they always buying food. You say, well, no. Well, read a food label. And remember this, anything that got more than two syllables is probably genetically modified. And they'll look at them and see some of them words with seven and eight syllables. They can't even pronounce them. Before you know it, they're going to call you because you're starting to stimulate your learning process.
Brother David.
13 syllables. Yes. 13 syllables, Brother David. 13 syllables. Scotty had a question for you.
Come on, Scotty.
Yeah. I was just reporting on the law that CEO Obama just signed. Now it won't even have names. You got to download some special software to your smartphone, and then you can scan it with your smartphone, and then it'll tell you what the ingredients are. That's in that new bill. And if you ain't got a smartphone or a device that can read it, then oh well.
Now you see, that is an obstacle to keep people from becoming more informed. Thank you, Scotty. Because see, I didn't pick up on that. But because, once again, because we are doing things that we want other people to grow by, just that has told me, God, that just because they've gone out their way to make it harder for people to find more information, there's going to be a geek out there somewhere who ain't going to like that. And they're going to go out their way, and they're going to make something that they can slice through that and cut down some of that curtain. But everything happens in time. I didn't realize that, but that same application I was telling you about 3 weeks ago, Scotty just told you, now in this bill, they got it fixed so that you can have less access to the very same information.
It's not a bill, Brother Davis. It's a law. He signed it into law.
Yeah, it was signed Friday. And I think what Brother Davis is talking about, Scotty, the bill that he's talking about is the different one. The DART Act was actually signed by Obama on Friday, and that's what Scotty's talking about that's in that. Brother Davis was talking about that. The DART Act was already about to be signed. The other GMO portion of it is still in Congress, but the DART Act, and you know what's so amazing, Brother Davis? You got a caller in queue, so I'm gonna make it real quick. And Scotty, you know what's amazing? They tell you everything if you just learn to listen. It's called the DART Act. DART, DARKACT, DART Act. They don't want you to know anything. And there's a reason why, like Brother Davis has been telling you. So, Brother Davis, there's a caller that's in queue. Are you ready for that caller?
Yeah, bring him up.
Okay. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. You're with Brother Davis. What is your question or comment?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave, Brother Davis, and Brother Scotty. This is Ross. How are you all?
All right, brother. All right.
What's going on? Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Brother Scotty just brought up in regards to this app. And it made me think of Pokemon Go and the fact that what about when you download that app, what other programs are you putting on your phone where they can monitor your activities or monitor your food habits? It just made me think about that because I'll just look at anything that has to do with technology. I just see it as a further refinement of the system of white supremacy. And the other thing I wanted to ask about was epigenetics, because on the cows, Gus had a guest named Dr. Darren Smith, and he talked about the fact that in his research, he's a neuroscientist, if I'm not mistaken, but in his research, he found that just for black people, because of our experiences with racism, just being physically in the presence of white people can make us sick, or makes us actually sick. And I wanted to know about epigenetics as it relates to GMOs, in the sense that I remember a few months ago they had an article about men and the fact that black men in particular can, even if you don't have a history of mental illness in your family, in the article it talks about via our experiences with racism, we can actually genetically create mental illness and pass it on to our children and our grandchildren genetically just based on our own personal life experience. And I was looking at what you were discussing with the GMOs, and I wanted to find out more about how this epigenetics will relate to GMOs and the fact that once you partake of these products, that it will change your genes and you'll end up basically mutating your own offspring and, you know, your own progeny. So I wanted to know if you can speak about that. And there was one more thing I wanted to just drop out there. I have access to a couple of sites that I deal with in regards to like prepping and survival. And I had gotten an email a few months ago, and I never knew this existed. I'm sure maybe some of you might have known of this, but essentially I was invited to a hotel in Oregon where they were having like this seminar. The seminar.
No, I'm not.
But I'm just going to tell you what the seminar is because it blew my mind when I found out about it. I had no idea. But what it is essentially they teach people in the seminar how to make AR-15s in their own house. This is off the books, no serial numbers, no nothing. And it was basically something that I knew was basically, they probably thought I was white because I get these emails regularly. And I recently saw, like a few days ago, that a white man was busted on a plane traveling with the AR-15 that he built himself. And this is basically how they presented it, was in the sense that, you know, because they're taking away guns, you have to learn how to make your own, blah, 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 is basically the direction they were going in. But ultimately, how many of these people exist out there that can make an AR-15 from scratch? These are white people, and no one knows these guns exist because they teach you how to do so using regular household things that you can find, not anything where you have to go out and buy, you know, specific anything that has specifications. They literally, in the seminar, talk about teaching you how to build it from scratch with things you have where you can access very easily around your home or from Home Depot. And I just wanted to know if any of you heard about this, and it just blew my mind when I heard about it. Thank you for taking my call.
Actually, brother, I can speak to that because I have looked into it. Literally, you can buy an AR-15 unassembled and put it together yourself, and they'll literally mail it to you how you want it. It's still relatively pricey because the information is so new. But yeah, there are groups like this here that are springing up all over because, see, they have begun to understand that they cannot stop what is about to happen. And the only reason why is because they're at the stage right now where they're trying to figure out, does this work to their advantage or their disadvantage? Well, let me tell you something. It don't work to our advantage. Anytime you talk about mass destruction, it is outside of our nature. Don't get me wrong. I don't think by any means I'm not saying to surrender who you are. When I say that, I mean just to give in to somebody's destructive ideas. But yeah, I have heard about those weapons. And through the research that I have done, there's several companies, more out of California and the Midwest, or should I say the Northwest, than any other place. But yeah, that's definitely out there. One, two, the psychological imbalance of what happens to us as a people is not new. After all of these years of maintaining the lies of Europeans, and you think about it, how many times do you tell your children, no, Christopher Columbus discovered America. No, it's Christmas time. No, what Easter means. These are all myths and fables that were designed to keep us focused on trying to find joy during a period of time. And so they connected them with the solar systems. Well, what's interesting about that is that when you do your due diligence, you'll find there's no connection at all. A lot of this here stuff comes out of heathenism. And the sad part about it is that then they want to prove that you are the heathen. But when you look back into the history, you'll find that we as a people, meaning black people, were able to sustain this world for the first 6,000 years without any major wars. Were there skirmishes? Absolutely. Because one farmer would have a herd of goats and another, and he's passing through another farmer's area, and he got a water hole or something. So yeah, there was confrontations, but were there wars? No, because we worshiped life. And the sad part about it is that the foundation of that was based in Ma'at. And we literally lost thousands of our ancestors because they could not unlock some of the secrets that we literally still possess through our intuitive gene, but have gone to sleep because we have been lulled into a state of Westernism. Now we find that we have children that invest more time in front of a TV set than they do being obedient to their parents. And then you, is there a problem? Absolutely there's a problem. Is it just our children's problem? No, it's not. It's just another attribute of the tree that we have to be able to shake the crap out of when we're in a position where we can take our right to live in harmony with the universe back. And it's coming because, see, a lot of people fail to realize, and I'm exposing you to this, there are more people waking up every day in reference to their birthright and their spiritual rights, as well as those people working up to the fact that they don't want to be where they are, and they're ready to become seekers. When a person's ready to find something that's greater than themselves, those are the doors that are opening up. And when we start going through those doors, it don't make a difference what's happening in the world of man, because man never had control of what happens in the universe. He just wants you to think he's something he's not. But all of these gadgets and cars, oh, this is all byproducts of the intellectual knowledge that we've had 6,000 years ago. So make no mistake. For those of you who think we're just victims, no, I'm telling you this because if I wake up that spirit, then the lion that sleep that...
Brother Davis, give us a call back real quickly. So you can finish the thought that you had. And Brother Rise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, one second. Let me see Brother Davis gets back in here. Okay, Brother Davis is away. And once he comes back in, he can finish out his thought in the great Wise Wednesday, another great Wise Wednesday. You know, Brother Rise, you had asked some great... Had a great question there about have we heard about those types of things? And Brother Davis said yes, and I would say yes. I've heard about the different meetings, and I would always say,
Brother Dave,
and as you already know, that's why I yelled out, "Don't go,
Brother Dave."
Brother Dave.
Yeah.
There's an issue with Brother Davis' phone. We're getting an echo off of his line. So if you can fix that. Whatever it's called. Go ahead, brother Dave.
I was going to say, I definitely was not going to go because I just was like, this is all enemy territory, and I'm not dealing with it. But it just made me think of just how many, you know, clusters of these little individual, you know, militia type white folks, or just even little groups, because there's so many of them popping up all the time now, have this sort of information and are utilizing this stuff in a clandestine manner that no one's really aware of, because of the fact that because they're white, the government's letting them get away with things wholesale in a way that which, you know, we can't do anything. Black people can't do anything, and we don't manufacture weapons in the first place. But just the whole idea of these average citizens with this sort of information and technology, and they literally walk you through the process, they said, at the seminar, and then that way when you go home, you can do it on your own. So it's like a whole thing where they're training you from start to finish. And I was just like, wow, how many people are there out there that are doing this stuff that no one's really aware of? And these are the same, some of the same people that can go on these shooting sprees that we hear about so often on the news. So it just gave me a lot of pause for thought. And
Let me add something to that. One of the things that's very dangerous about that, and that's why I had yelled out, "Don't go." One of these things, this is actually, in my opinion, is a part of a PSYOPS program where they will have all of these individual groups established in such a way, send out a mass amount of emails to people that they don't know. This is why you should never, ever, ever align yourself with people that you haven't properly vetted. You can, you know, and that's what they're doing. They're taking all comers in, and that's done for a reason. And the reason why they do that is because this is actually a pool of talent, in my opinion, that the overall governmental agencies will use to find out who's who, what they're doing, what they're susceptible to, and bring the perfect poison to them so that they can be actually used in their false flags, in their propaganda, in their overall mission. And not only that, it's a good way to get is to actually test the barometer of the general population at large. And this is how these things actually grow. The individuals that are putting on these events are probably have already been infiltrated, and it may be coming straight from the government itself, because this is actually the pool of talent that they start to work on psychologically, just like they did in Richmond, California, with the program where they took people that had been so-called convicted of committing murder. Then now that they were paying them thousands of dollars a month to actually work for the government, that's what they do all in different forms and different fashions. This is how you'll see different, if you look at some of the false flags or some of the major events that happened, they'll say that the government was watching them. They were on they actually had government operatives working with them, and they were telling them what to do, and then all of a sudden they lost them, and they did it. Yeah, right, in so many ways. That happened in New York in the first bombing of the World Trade Center and in so many other events. So, yeah, Rod, I'm glad that you brought that up. But, yes, people are doing that in different ways. And I would say, listen, if you want to arm yourself the most the best way. You know, some of them are the copier, the Xerox, not Xerox, the copier ARs and things of that nature, where you can actually build a weapon from your copier machine and everything else. There's so
printer.
Many different ways. The 3D printer, right. Thank you, Ross. The 3D printer and all of that other stuff. And what I would say to you, to our listeners, engage in the proper way of protecting yourself, because one of the things about some of those things is that they haven't been proven to work. And especially in a AR, which is a very finicky and a very particular platform weapon system, you know. So don't engage in that stuff. Actually go to those events, because you don't know who they are and what their real agenda is, and not only that, who's sponsoring that whole event. So, yes, those things are very, very they're happening now, because people are getting prepared. And one of the ways that you infiltrate the preparedness movement is by having these types of things and everything else. This is what they've been doing for so long with the counterinsurgency and everything else. So glad you brought that up. Very, very important things that we need to know. If you're going to prepare, I'm going to tell you the best way to start preparing is with people that you already know. Why? Because you know their attitude. You know their some of their overall personal beliefs. You know their strengths, their weaknesses. You know where they are. You've actually watched them for a while. So you have a way of vetting them. Then you start to build from there. And this is how you do it and how you can ensure that the integrity of your overall preparedness group is sound and secure. Hey, Brother Davis is back in. Let me get him back on real quick so that he can end out. But a great question, Roz. Great point. And, Roz, I'm going to call you right after the show.
All right. No problem.
Go ahead, Brother Davis. No, I guess not. Okay, Brother Davis. Hey, Roz, are you there? Still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I didn't want to cut you off because Brother Davis had came back, but he didn't come back online. If you're there, Brother Davis, if you want to end out, you can go ahead and do that. Or Brother Roz, go ahead and finish the point that you were making.
Oh no, I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was just very just something that people needed to know about. And
yeah.
I thought the sister brought up a very poignant point when she discussed the fact that, about when she was saying about how we function in reference to looking at them as human beings and looking at them as the same when their behavior is everything but, and as far as collectively speaking. And there was an essay that I wrote that I sent it to you not too long ago. I think you probably mm-hmm. read it a while ago. And in the beginning of it is an African proverb that I utilized. And I think that proverb kind of speaks to what the sister was talking about, because that's, from my research and my studies, that's what I find to be the issue. We have been so psychosocially conditioned to see ourselves as the enemy and to see them as God. And in them, you know, conditioning us in this manner, we act against our own best interests in ways that we're not even consciously aware of. I always say, you know, on the couch, I always say, like, you know, black people are really under mind control, and I don't think we realize how much, how deep rooted it goes to, I mean, down to some of our basic likes and dislikes and, you know, lifestyle choices and behavior patterns. They all, in a lot of ways, especially if it's something detrimental to yourself or your family or other black people or other non-white people, it is a form of psychosocial conditioning towards self-hatred in the form of anything that doesn't look white. And I think that that's one of the ways it manifests most poignantly, is in that conditioning and the way that we function, the way that we think, speak, and act, especially in reference to the system that has us so horribly oppressed and has had us so oppressed for so long.
Yeah, we're under a spell. Go ahead, Brother Davis, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay, but the biggest weapon of mass destruction in our community is the church. And make no mistake, those people who are falling into the program because of what they're being taught and what they're doing, thinking that someone's going to come and save them. So you're absolutely right, brother.
Yeah, we've been operating under a spell for a very long time, and that spell has to be fortified and actually recast daily. And it's you know, and we're, you know, because every person, one of the things that the sisters talked about earlier and Brother Davis had talked about earlier, and the sisters' call was spot on, before we got here, is that before the GMOs and the synthetic introductions to our body, we were able, in my opinion, we were able to determine what was edible and what's not, just like the animals are. But we've lost that ability. And that's because of the constant bombardment of the low frequencies and constant bombardment of the overall toxins in our air and our water and on our food. And, you know, like Brother Davis was saying, you know, the cross-pollination, and one of the bad things about the cross-pollination and why this is so bad is that garden, but you plan on actually having one in the future, it can be compromised by GMOs from a farm that is way off in the distance. And as these farms spread, so will the overall pollination and the cross-pollination of its genetically modified seeds and organisms of destruction. So great, great show, Brother Davis. Anything you want to add before getting out of here, Brother Davis? We got 1 minute.
I want to inform everybody, listen, it's your responsibility. Take it serious and we'll live longer. Don't take it serious. Not everybody will live, but I plan on being here in the end. Y'all be blessed. I'd like to see you with me. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Davis. Brother Raj, great, great call. I'm going to call you in now. I'm like 2 minutes, Brother Raj.
All right.
Everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give a fortune. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid.